Earners, what's going on? Listen, EYLU is relaunching, revamping, retooling. That's right, we're creating a new educational experience that's more expansive. Shotty, tell them what we got.
Yes, 2023. We got a lot in store, a lot planned for you guys. So you know that EYLU already includes monthly financial planning calls with me, book club calls with Troy, real estate calls with MG the Mortgage Guy, access to the Home Buying Blueprint, Volume 1 and Volume 2. Part of the revamp will include 27 local chapters from across the United States, live interactive teaching, hands-on, not just pre-recorded videos, plus 15 brand new curriculums.
The biggest just got bigger.
Head over to EYLUniversity.com. That's EYLUniversity.com. See you there.
Earners, what's up? Y'all know the adage, buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/earn. That's FUNDRISE.com/earn. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
Earners, what's up? Look, if creating content is more than just a passion project for you, it's time to make the passion profitable. With Kajabi, you can easily diversify your revenue, build your brand, and transform your audience into loyal customers. I know firsthand how challenging it can be to juggle content creation and business development, but Kajabi makes it easy to streamline everything in one place. As a creator, you are your brand, so your business should reflect exactly what you envision. With Kajabi, not only can you build your business your way, but you can also keep every cent of what you earn. It's an all-in-one platform that lets you focus on what matters most, your content and your audience. And let's face it, we all need a little help sometimes, especially when you're a one-person show. But you don't need to hire a full-time team. You just need Kajabi. Kajabi is a leading all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. Whether you're a coach, content creator, or educator, Kajabi makes it easy to transform your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, and more. The best part? Kajabi doesn't take a cut of your revenue. Everything you create is owned and controlled by you, so you keep 100% of what you earn. On top of that, Kajabi gives you robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, everything you need to grow your business seamlessly. And here's the thing, you don't need a massive audience to make sustainable income. Thousands of creators are making six and seven figures with Kajabi, even with less than 50,000 followers. So if you're navigating the challenges of generating revenue as a creator, Kajabi can be the game changer you need. Right now, Kajabi is offering an incredible deal, a free 30-day trial to help you kickstart your business. Just head over to kajabi.com/earn to get started. That's kajabi.com/earn. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who've made over $7 billion on their platforms and take control of your financial future with Kajabi today. Kajabi.com/earn. Don't miss out on this opportunity to turn your passion into profit.
All right, guys, welcome back.
Yes.
We got a dope story to cover. We've been in the health bag a lot lately.
This is true.
Talking about, you know, fitness and especially like on Blackout, we had a few episodes. So this is right in line as far as, you know, an entrepreneur that used his own personal journey to start a business to help others and is on his way to really, you know, doing some great things.
Yeah.
Shark Tank alumni.
Yeah.
A variety of different things. So Alexio Gibson.
Yes, yes. Hey.
First and foremost, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, man. It's such a big honor being here. I've been a fan of the show for years, and I've actually, like, a goal of mine was, like, one day I'm going to be on that show sharing my story. So this is, like, a full circle moment.
That's dope, man.
Appreciate it. So, yes, founder of the Transformation Factory, And your journey, you lost 300 pounds?
Yes.
By living a healthier lifestyle and through having CMOS?
Yes, absolutely. So when I was 19, I was 540 pounds. And
at 19?
At 19, yeah. And my doctor said I wasn't going to live to see 30 if I didn't do something.
Damn.
You know, so in college, I started working out like a maniac. You know, once I was in the right atmosphere, I was working out like 4 hours a day, which I don't recommend to everybody. But I was just obsessed with the numbers. And it's like, okay, the machine said I burned this amount of calories and this is how much I ate. Multiply how much pounds I wanted to lose that week. It's like, I want to lose 7 pounds. Okay, I got to work out 4 hours a day, you know? So that was my mindset. And I was able to drop 200 pounds in like 13 months doing that in between classes in college, you know? And CMOS has just been a part of my life since I was literally an infant, because I'm born and raised in the Bahamas. And a lot of my grandparents, my uncles, a lot of them are fishermen. So CMOS was just always available. And it's something that, you know, they used to joke and say, like, you know, CMOS put lead in your pencil. You know, we just knew it had all these all these health benefits. You know, island talk. That's how they'll get all the men on it, you know.
Strong.
But of course, it's good for so many other things. Yeah. But the high mineral content of zinc builds our testosterone as men. And with higher testosterone comes higher everything, So
blood flow.
Yeah, exactly.
So, all right. Well, let's start at the beginning. How do you get to be 500 pounds?
Well, I mean, I was born and raised in the Bahamas. My grandmother raised me for the first like 10 years of my life, and she loved to cook. Loved to cook and bake. She was the person that the whole family would come over to her house, you know, to eat, watch movies, whatever. She was just a big joy, a big heart in the community. And I grew up in a pretty abusive childhood, and my grandmother would like try to mask that with like loving with food and banana bread and comfort. Cooking and comfort, you know?
Yeah, okay.
So it's like one of those things that literally just is kept building up year after year after year after year. And then, you know, once you become a teenager and it becomes a habit, like that's all I knew is like, that was comfort. That was comfort. And it was a place to go to, you know, through all the turmoil. So before you know it, it's like you're at this size. And the thing is, I never even felt that kind of weight, because I was playing football at that time. I was really mobile.
Mm-hmm.
No one believed I weighed that much, you know. But, you know, it just kept creeping up and creeping up on me. And, you know, over the years. So, I mean, since I was like 5, I was overweight. So from that to like 19, just add more weight, you know. Wasn't no gym, no really nutritional guidance. Growing up on the island, it's like you eat what you can. You grow up really poor, you know. So it's just whatever was available, whatever our family made, you know, you just ate it.
So CMOS is part of the diet even up to the 500, right? Because you said that it's part of it or no?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was always a part of my culture and always available. So, you know, it's in smoothies, it's in, you know, it's a famous drink called Irish Moss, which is more like a cream-based drink with cinnamon and CMOS. It's delicious, you know. So I've always had CMOS in my life, but it wasn't until, like, I started my health journey and I went vegan for 4 years.
Because that's what I'm thinking, like...
Yeah.
Like, I mean, 10 pounds, if you lose, is like, that's a great accomplishment.
Yeah.
200 pounds, that's an entire person that you've lost.
Yes, right? Yes.
So you think about it in those terms. Outside of the exercise, I'm assuming that there was a drastic change in the things that you were eating in addition to that. So, like, you said you went vegan. So how long did that take?
Well, I went vegan cold turkey overnight, actually.
Oh, okay.
I watched a documentary from Tariq Nasheed called Hidden Colors. And there was one of the parts of that series I watched talked about food and specifically how food affects people of color. You know, one thing that documentary taught me was that our melanin was a binder for a lot of these chemicals. So this is why the crack epidemic was so strong in our neighborhoods. And we got 10 times higher, 10 times more addicted than any other race, is because the compounds in that drug will marry themselves with our melanin. And same with food. This is why, like, even though we only make up 12% of the United States population as black people, we make up number one heart disease, which is the number one cause of death in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, why is that happening? So I saw that documentary and it talked about the processed foods and how it affected us worse than any other race. And like, being the stubborn guy that I am, I'm like, okay, they're not going to catch me slipping, so I'm going vegan. Mm. So literally at 2 o'clock in the morning, I decided that I wasn't going to eat animal product anymore. And I stayed on a straight path for 4 years. It wasn't until after Shark Tank and the business exploded and I had to travel so much in and out of the country that it was just a really hard diet to maintain with my new life. Mm-hmm. And that's when I kind of swayed back. But I was just telling my PR team, I said, man, I'm already like weaning back to that because I've been off that diet for like a little over a year now. Mm-hmm. And the way I feel and everything is drastically different. And it's like, you know, I just want to get back, get back to where I was with just plants.
Yeah.
Okay so you look, you start working out, you start eating healthy, you lose 300 pounds, but where does the business of Sea Moss come into play?
Where does it come in? Okay, so I started the Transformation Factory in 2020 during the shutdown.
And what is the Transformation Factory?
So the Transformation Factory is the name of the company. And the idea of that came from my own transformation. So if you look at the logo, you see a smaller guy inside of a bigger guy. It shows a juxtaposition of a before and after. And our tagline is become the best version of yourself. So when I was going through my transformation and I was losing weight, I realized that a big part of, you know, you asked like, how do you get to 540? One of the biggest things was ignorance. The true definition of ignorance, simply not knowing, you know. And as I educated myself on foods and exercise and stuff like that, it's like, man, I wish I had these resources. I wish I had this knowledge, you know, sooner. So the Transformation Factory is really a grounds where we can, you know, fill in that gap for other people, educate them on healthy things, workouts. You know, my goal is to expand this into a digital world now where people can come into a digital playground, get their workouts, their meals, their everything, almost in like a metal world, you know, take it home with them after an episode or watching something and know exactly what to eat and what to do for their own transformation. But it was also bigger than physical for me, mind, body, soul. Mm-hmm. So, you know, one thing that was catalyst in my transformation was mental health. And I know it's mental health month for men right now too, which is right on code. But you know, going through as much trauma as I went through as a child, like there were a lot of blocks too that you know, you're not that size just because you like food, you know. It's a vice, it's a getaway. And so, you know, becoming the best version of yourself is mind, body, soul, you know, business, just becoming a better you in general. Because not everyone needs to lose weight. Some people want to gain weight, or some people are at their fitness peak, but their mental is bad, you know. So it's an overall, like, just becoming a 2.0 version of yourself.
So I'm interested in, we had this conversation a little prior to us starting, but I was like, Sea Moss, I felt like, was the star of the pandemic. I felt like when people were unfortunately getting sick, it was like, well, what's a natural way to help fight COVID? And Sea Moss kept coming up. And so like now everybody's trying to figure out how to get their hands on Sea Moss.
Yes.
At this time, had you already thought of the idea of creating a business around Sea Moss, or mm-hmm. was it like, hey, this is something that has been part of my culture growing up?
Yes.
The world is now recognizing it as something that's essential to have a healthy living during this pandemic.
Yes.
Let's create something around it.
Yeah. Well, the way it happened is actually funny. I never planned on selling Sea Moss. How this happened was during the shutdown, you know, I was taking care of my grandmother at the time who raised me. She was 80 years old and she had comorbidities. And if you watch the news, they said, if you get COVID and you're much older, chances of you surviving it is a lot slimmer than someone that's younger. So, you know, we couldn't control or know who would get it and who wouldn't. So my goal was, I'm just going to build the immune system of everyone in my house. Mm. So if we do happen to get it, we at least have an immune system strong enough to battle it. So I was just making Sea Moss as an island boy in my kitchen. You know, I always had it in the refrigerator anyway, even before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I'd put it in my smoothies, my pre-workouts, everything before the gym, after the gym for recovery. It was just a part of my life. So I was giving it to my family, but they didn't really like it because it was the raw sea moss. It wasn't flavored. Mm. And, you know, I would mask it in a smoothie, but they wasn't feeling it. So I was like, man, how can I come up with a way to make the kids eat it, to make the picky eaters in the family eat it? And the first flavor I made was mango sea moss. I just took some fresh mango I got from the farmer's market. I added it to the raw recipe I already was making at home. And I mean, my little sisters just started eating it like it was pudding. And I was like, oh, we have a winner. We have something here. So I would post on Instagram, like me giving sea moss to my grandmother in the morning, me giving it to the kids. And one of my friends who's a nurse reached out to me in my DM and she said, can I get some sea moss? She was like, I'm around COVID patients all day long. And then I have to go home to my husband. I have to go home to my grandparents and I'm potentially exposing them and I want to protect them. She was like, how much does it cost? I'll pay you for it. And I was like, no, just come grab a jar, you know, just come grab a jar. I had enough sea moss to make like 200 jars, but there was only four of us living in the house, you know? So I'm like, just come and grab it. So she did. 2 days later, she asked for more. And I was like, I just gave you a 2-month supply. How do you need more already? And she's like, my brother stole a jar. He's eating it in the gym every day. And she was like, can I get more? Please let me pay for it. And I was like, don't worry about it. Just come. And she started telling me how, like, better she felt, because if you remember during the pandemic, nurses were really overworked. Mm-hmm. They were doing like double, triple shifts. And she was like, I actually can get through the whole day now. I have so much energy. I've been talking to my other nurse coworkers about it and they want some. And so I just told them, I was like, share my number with them. I'll put it in the cooler on the porch, because you know, there was no contact back then. Mm-hmm. And just come and grab it. So I was giving away sea moss to nurses and COVID patients for free during the shutdown. And funny enough, we were actually in the process of losing our home during the pandemic. But, you know, they couldn't kick us out because we were in a state of emergency. So, you know, all evictions were banned. All everything was banned. And I had like maybe $250 in my bank account. And I'm over here giving out CMOS like CMOS Santa Claus, not even thinking that it could be a business. And it wasn't until I started getting a lot of requests of people wanting it that weren't in healthcare. And I couldn't afford to keep doing it for free and shipping it also for free. So I charged anyone that wasn't in healthcare like a small fee. And I kept it free for nurses and COVID patients for as long as I could. And literally within like maybe 3 months, I got the attention of another CMOS company in Atlanta that they didn't make their own product, but they were good at marketing. And they said, you have the best tasting CMOS we've ever had. Your reviews are amazing. Can we white label your product? Put our label on your jar and have you ship it to our customers. We'll pay you, send you purchase orders. And I started working with that company. And by week three, I was getting like a $100,000 check from them to take care of all their orders. And I remember showing my mom, like, yo, we're going to be good. Like, we're going to be good.
We're going to stay in this house.
yeah, absolutely. We're going to be okay. And I had no idea this was going to be a business. And things didn't go so well with that company and myself. Like, I put myself in the hospital trying to fulfill their orders and mine. Well, 3 days without sleep, literally just grinding. 3 days nonstop. And then one morning I woke up and my body like shut down on me and I had to go to the ER and sure. I was in the hospital for like a week. And the owner of that company called me while I have IVs and drips in, you know, and they're like screaming on the phone, cursing me out, all this stuff. And I'm like, man, I'm doing everything I possibly can. And I'm actually in the hospital and they knew I was in the hospital and they didn't care. And as good as the money was, like my own brand was doing okay. I was probably selling like 20% versus what they were doing. And I was like, this is enough to take care of the bills and keep my peace. And I decided I wasn't going to work with them anymore. And I remember praying to God and just asking, like, please let me be able to match the volume I used to have, but it only be my brand. And he answered that times 10, you know. By month 7, we had made our first million in revenue, 7 months from starting. And again, this business was never even supposed to be a business. It was just that the natural demand started coming in, and I just wanted to serve everyone that was hitting me up.
You're still in the house at this, Yeah. I was going to say trapping out the band, though, but no. Is you still making the CMOS in the house at this point?
Oh, no. Right. I mean, today? Or
No, not now.
Oh, okay. Like,
At 1 month.
Oh, yes. We were in the house up until, I want to say, month seven.
Okay.
Month seven, eight, right around when we hit our first million. And what happened was we had a neighbor across the street from us that would literally document like the trucks coming to drop off the material and USPS coming to pick up these big orders. And they built a case on us and gave it to our community. And then we got a nice letter from our community in Palm Beach that's like, you have 10 days to stop doing business in a residential area or we have to kick you guys out. And this was after the state of emergency. So now you can actually be evicted and stuff like that. So we found a commercial place in 7 days. We had 10 days to do it. And we did it in 7 days and we were able to move to a commercial spot and keep the business going. And it grew even more because now we had a bigger place. You know, it was actually a professional environment and, you know, and everything just started to, we just started to scale more and more from that point.
So, okay. When is Shark Tank coming to play?
So Shark Tank came into play. So there's a show on ABC called Extreme Weight Loss, and I got casted for that show. And during filming, for whatever reason, producer, the owner of the show decided that he didn't want me to be a part of the show anymore. But all the producers, the casting producers, everyone, they had already built an attachment to myself. So they kept in touch with me even after the show. And one of those casting directors worked for Shark Tank at some point. And she saw all the motion I was having on Instagram. And she said, hey, have you ever thought about being on Shark Tank? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. I'm like, that's like my favorite show. And she was like, I think you should apply. And I'm like, you know, I don't know. I don't know if we're big enough. We're like in month eight, month nine at this point, you know. And I'm like, I don't think we're big enough. And she's like, I think you are. I think you don't realize how fast you're growing. So I took her advice. Her name was Holland. And I took Holland's advice. I applied. And a pre-screen call came like 3 days after I submitted my application. I'm speaking to the screener and, you know, giving them my backstory, giving them our numbers and everything like that. And they were like, wow, this is absolutely incredible. Like, we're going to skip you to the final round of casting. It doesn't mean that you made the show, but we're just, you know, instead of taking you through two and three rounds, we're just going to put you to the tail end. Like, this is great. And, maybe 3 weeks after that, I got a call, California number. I'm in the warehouse with my staff, and I knew exactly what it was I was calling because I'm like, I don't know anyone else in California. This has to be Shark Tank. So I pick up the phone, and they're about to tell me congratulations, I made the show. And I'm like, hold on 1 second. Let me just put this on speaker so my staff can hear it. And, I put it on speaker and I told all the staff, I'm like, come in the middle of the floor. And then I was like, okay, sir, tell me what you were going to say. And they were like, congratulations, you made it on Shark Tank. And my whole team loses it. They lose their minds. And shortly after that, it was really rigorous. I had to start writing the pitch, practicing the pitch. I had to pitch it to over 200 people within ABC and Disney before it even got green light to be on the actual show. You know, it was the biggest Zoom call I ever seen in my life. I didn't even know you could have that many people on a Zoom call, you know. And they paired me with two producers. One of them, her name is Diane, who's actually cousins with Lumel, who owns Zeus. Mm. I found that out like a year or two later, you know. Mm. But she worked really close with me. And she was like, you know, it's not too many Black entrepreneurs that make this show. I need you to come with your A game, you know? And I was like, okay, no pressure, you know? So she just told me, she's like, make sure you know your numbers, your cogs, any scientific thing that you're going to say or medical, anything you're going to say about the product, like make sure you have proof of that. So we got our CMOS lab tested in different countries, different types of CMOS.
Where does it get sourced from?
So we get our CMOS from a few places. We get it from Jamaica, St. Lucia, Tanzania in Africa, and Ireland. Okay. So Ireland has Crondus crispus, which is like purple sea moss, you know, and it has more carbon. That's where it gets its color from. So it's really good for us. But we get ours primarily from the Caribbean because it's just closer in proximity to South Florida. Mm-hmm. And You know, we make sure we always source it from really clean waters because we test everything. We test for heavy metals. We test for mineral content. Like, instead of just saying, oh, sea moss has all these minerals, like, you know, when I told the sharks that, I knew they were going to ask, like, how do I know, or can you prove it? So I had lab certifications, you know, showing the mineral breakdown, the heavy metal test, the everything. So once we got accepted on the show, the homework began big time. And because it's a health product and it's something that people ingest, and we're making claims, we had to make sure that we tested everything, because I binge watched every episode of Shark Tank once we got chosen, and I specifically binge watched the episodes where they had like health products or made any health claims. And what I saw from watching those episodes was that the sharks ripped them apart if they didn't know everything about it. They would call them snake oil. They would call it this. And I'm like, I have a successful business. The last thing I want to do is go on this show and get absolute terrible PR. And, you know, after the show airs, we're out of business, you know, or people don't want to buy our products anymore. So I went there with the intention of making sure I had all my facts. And then to the extra added pressure I added on myself is to Diane's point, you know, it was 180 people that got chosen for that season, but not all the episodes are going to air. And of those 180, there was probably less than 10 Black-owned businesses. And I'm like, I'm occupying a space that a lot of people in my community would want. And I'm also occupying a space, you know, where I could really showcase Black excellence. Mm-hmm. And if I do this right, I will make Black businesses look good, as well as the CMOS community. The CMOS is still almost like a niche. It's getting bigger and bigger, and more people are becoming aware of it, especially because of people like Nipsey Hussle and Lisa Left Eye, and, you know, celebrities that Kim Kardashian uses it when she wants to lose weight, and she'll put it in her stories. And I'm like, wow, now it's bleeding into the European market, mm-hmm. you know, and stuff like that. So I knew a huge platform like Shark Tank would have given me an opportunity to put CMOS on a huge platform, meaning that anyone in that industry is going to get a benefit from it. And most of the people in that industry look like us, and they're from the Caribbean. And, you know, I've gotten so many DMs since that aired from other CMOS companies just saying, like, brother, thank you. You know, we point people to your Shark Tank episode and we get a sale, yeah, you know.
The preparation obviously paid off if you look at the best pitches on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, you're usually in the top three for sure.
Thank you. Yeah.
A lot of them, I've seen you number one on a lot of these polls, yeah, which is interesting because when you got there, obviously you binge watched the show.
Yes.
But there was a variable that you couldn't prepare for, right? Yeah. Like, who knows that Kevin Hart's going to be on the show when you're there?
Yeah.
So like when that door opens and you see this variable that you didn't prepare for, like, how are you reacting to it? Like, what's happening in your mind? Like, okay, this is a curveball.
Yeah.
I'm still going to present how I was always going to present.
Yeah. Well, Kevin Hart was a surprise. That came up like maybe a week and a half before I actually had to fly to Cali and film. And my producer told me that Kevin Hart was going to be a part of the season, but I wasn't going to have him. I was going to have Damon, which I was okay with, because like when I was in high school and I was as heavy as I was, two of the brands that I could always find clothes that fit, that was like swaggy, was Sean John and FUBU. Those, they just carried like 5 and 6 X's.
That's true.
You know? And so I'm like, I already have rapport with Damon, because as soon as they show my before pictures, I'm literally in a FUBU sweatsuit, you know? And then last minute, they were like, no, they're swapping Damon for Kevin Hart. And they're like, this is a really big deal, because Kevin's only going to be a part of shooting for one day, which was like 5 pitches. So they reserved like the best products, the best pitches that they thought would do the best on the show. With Kevin. And so when they told me that I had Kevin, I knew that I was one of the favorite pitches for the season, because they reserved like the top 5 of that season for Kevin, you know?
So I watched the episode.
Yes, yeah.
And I thought to myself, you went in there with the initial offer. You wanted to give him 5%.
Yeah.
For what was the amount? Was it
500,000.
500,000 for 5%.
Yes.
Now, if anybody didn't watch the episode, go watch it. That's not the offer you left with.
No, it's not.
And talk about changing your offer and obviously changing the valuation of your company because of that offer.
Absolutely. So what happened was the Sharks literally told me, I'm not getting out of bed for 5%, you know? And for me, it wasn't about the money. It was about the growth strategy that I really wanted with the Sharks, you know, is that I wanted somebody on the team that had the relationship capital to call QVC and get me on there. You know, make a call to Walmart and we're at least a part of the conversation of being on the shows. To me, I saw the value in that a lot more than the dollar amount. And at the time, we really didn't need the capital because we were so cash positive. Because, you know, we were still growing and we were still keeping things at a certain scale. So for me, I really wanted a growth strategist and someone that could help me grow the brand way more than I wanted the money. So for me, negotiating, and I negotiated and devalued my company in a sense just for an opportunity to work with the Sharks. You know, a lot of people were saying in the comments, like, man, you should have got more money, or they took advantage, yada, yada. And, you know, I didn't see it that way. Like, if I email Mark at 3 a.m, I can check my email in like 15, 20 minutes and I have a response from him. Mm-hmm. You know, when the Shade Room wanted to post our Shark Tank clip, they needed clearance from Disney because Disney owns ABC. And I was told by one of the producers, because I emailed them, I was like, hey, can you guys clear this? They're like, oh, this goes up all the way to the top. And to be honest, you probably never hear back from them, you know? So I emailed Mark. I said, Mark, the Shade Room wants to post this. It was around Black History time too. And I was like, can you get this cleared? Within half an hour, he got it cleared. And the Shade Room was able to post it, you know? So I said that to say that working with the Sharks definitely brings a lot of benefit, and it's invaluable because, I mean, to even book Mark Cuban for a 10-minute call, 15-minute call, if he would even accept it, would be, you know, six figures easily. You know, to be able to call him and utilize his team, which are all Ivy League graduates, you know, at my disposal, you know, something that is worth millions.
It's Kevin, I know they partnered on it.
Yes.
How is Kev as involved, or is that somebody you reach on and reach out to as well?
Kevin and his team has been amazing as well. Kevin is really busy because he's usually shooting like 3 or 4 movies at the same time. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times I'm working like through his team. Recently, I just ran into to his team in Atlanta like 2 weeks ago, and, you know, giving them updates of the business. And one thing that we were really careful with was not having him overexpose us. Because when we were at Shark Tank, we were in a 1,500 square foot facility. So you can imagine, like, we have like almost no space. We were 40,000 orders behind after Shark Tank aired. I mean, we're watching it live and we made $500,000 that night within the first, within an hour after we aired. And it's like, you know, they call it the Oprah effect. And it's like, okay, how do we make all these jars? And, you know, I had to expand, move into a bigger warehouse, hire a bigger team, you know, everything. If Kevin had like eat our product or promoted our product as well, they could have break the system, you know. QVC reached out to Mark Cuban to have us on QVC selling the product with Kevin Hart, and he actually told them no because he knew what it would have done to our production. He said, check back in a year, these guys need to catch up, you know. And so little things like that. So now we're weeks away, and I'm so excited, we're weeks away from moving into what will be the largest CMOS manufacturing factory in the U.S. It's 20,000 square foot. Mm-hmm. And we're calling it like the Willy Wonka CMOS. It's going to be fantastic. It's really big, and it's going to give us the space to not just scale bigger numbers here in the U.S., but actually be able to take advantage of other countries that's been asking specifically for our brand, like Canada, the U.K., Colombia, the Bahamas. You know, those are just some low-hanging fruit. QVC, HSN, GNC stores, you know, just saying, okay, now we're ready. And so I say that to say that once we move into this facility and we're able to scale our production to where we need it to be, I know that's where Kevin's involvement is going to become really important, and it won't break us, you know? So it was all about the timing. So they always let us know that they're there, but it was one of those, okay, when you're ready, we're going to blow this up, you know?
So yes. 7 months in, you're making $1 million.
Yes.
By the time you get to Shark Tank, we got
3.5 million. Yeah.
You make $500,000 in an hour. What are the sales at, and where are they trajectory for 2024?
Okay. So sales to date is about 37 million in the last 3 years. And this year, last year we did 16.5 million in 2023. This year, I predict no less than 20. And the reason why we didn't have the gummies yet, we just launched these this year. And they sold, this one sold out like within 2 months. So that brought in about 3 million on its own. And then we're also launching a CMOS skincare line for quarter four. We just got nominated for Oprah's Favorite Things. So us being on that list is definitely, this is by far going to be our biggest holiday since we've been in business. So, I mean, I'm probably being modest by saying 20. It's probably, could probably be more. And then also we did all of this without Amazon. But we're launching our Amazon within the next month, after all the red tape to get a supplement on Amazon, we're finally at the finish line. So I say quarter four this year, we will have skincare line, we will have Amazon firing off, and then we have the new SKU that we just launched that's also firing off. So I predict that we're going to exceed at least 20 million this year.
I'm up to bat. Took 10 minutes off. Yeah. Thanks for letting me get a question. Okay, so can you actually break down, if you can, the Shark Tank deal? Like, how does this actually work? Because people see it on TV, but it's like, we don't really know, like, what's real, what's not real. Like, can you kind of, like, just break that down if you can?
Yeah, absolutely. So after the show, there's a process that we go through with the Sharks called due diligence, you know, because you can go on the show and say anything. And what the producer shared with me is that it's truly the Sharks' first time seeing you and hearing about your stuff when you pitch it in the front of them. And they do that on purpose because the Sharks aren't actors and they want genuine reactions. So I say that to say that it's not like they did their homework or dug deep into finances prior to you pitching. All of that stuff is done after a deal is made on the show. After that due diligence is done, one of three things happen. They decided they don't want to do the deal anymore because they see something they don't like. They renegotiate. They still like it, but it might not have been as profitable as you made it seem. So they want a bigger percentage or offer you less money.
So it's not done just because you see it on TV.
Oh, no, absolutely not. And it's to protect the Sharks as well, because you could imagine someone going on the show, fluffing their numbers, forcing the Sharks to put them in a deal, and it's actually not beneficial to them. So, you know, they get to do their homework first. And if they like what they see, they keep the deal. If they don't, they'll say, hey, I don't want to do it anymore. For us, our numbers were even better than we said, and we were growing at such a fast pace. So they loved our due diligence process. We signed the terms and conditions. But where we are now, we just grew so fast. Before due diligence sometimes can take over a year. You know, it's a long process. The problem is within that year, we had like 4 or 5x in revenue and in sales and everything. And it wasn't just because of Shark Tank. I literally beefed out my marketing team, got some of the best media buyers in the game, and we started to scale on our own accord. And so now the deal that we made on the show couldn't go through today, because 20% of my company today would be probably upwards of 15 million versus 600,000 that I offered. You know, it's a huge difference. And so we're still in communications, but the numbers and the finite like contract and ink, we haven't got to that point yet. Some people are telling me that I shouldn't do it anymore and I don't need it. You know, and that's debatable, but as of right now, I want 100% of the company still.
Oh, so you have that option?
Yeah, I do have that option.
So, I can. I changed my mind. I don't want to do it.
Yeah, I can walk away. They can walk away. You know, the only thing I signed was a terms and condition, pretty much saying that for the first like year and a half, if I decided to get another VC involved, that they would get first dibs to buy extra equity. You know, stuff like that. But we're.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4x points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Hi, I'm Sean Nelson, founder and CEO of Lovesac and host of the Let Me Save You 25 Years podcast. Imagine learning from the best without the years of struggle. On my podcast, I sit down with stars like Montel Jordan and Sarah Blakely to share the hard-earned lessons that can save you time and effort on your path to success. Ready to speed up your success story? Listen to Let Me Save You 25 Years with Sean Nelson wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Past our stature of limitations, I still want to work with both those guys, obviously. But, you know, now it's just coming back to the table with the new numbers and finding something that makes sense.
Do you have to return the money back? So if it was 300 and 300?
Oh, see, there was no money given.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I never got the money. Because
those were the terms, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. Because we didn't sign an actual contract yet.
Gotcha.
But even though I'm still in communications with both teams and very, very responsive, so it's just a matter of when, not if. Yeah. And the numbers obviously have to be renegotiated. Yeah. And very recently, we just got the attention of Gary Vee. Funny enough, I was a commencement speaker at my alma mater last year, and because of that, the president invited me to this special event that Gary Vee was speaking at, and I'm a huge Gary Vee fan, and gave me the opportunity to actually meet with him and backstage after the event. So I went on his website, filled out an application because I've always wanted to work with VaynerMedia, which is here in New York. Mm-hmm. And the team reached back right away and they were like, Gary knows exactly who you are. You know, he loves you. He's actually joining the call too. So I'm on the call with my marketing team. Gary Vee joins. And it was about creating content and pretty much beefing up the look of our brand. I wanted to take it to another level. Mm-hmm. And his rebuttal was, I want to invest in the company. I want to be a partner, you know? So very recently, we have Gary Vee that's interested in being a part owner of our company too. So, you know, right now I'm in the stage of raising capital because we're growing so fast that it's starting to starve our cash flow, which I think is a common problem with new businesses that's growing or grow really fast. So right now the main thing is aligning myself with the right partner, the right growth strategist and everything. And I feel I found it already with Mark and Kevin, mm-hmm. but it's just now ironing out everything and making it official.
Is there like a specific profit margin that you want to be at inside of the business? Because I hear valuation when you were at 3.5.
Yes.
And you were evaluated almost at like 10x, I think. No, not 10x, but 10 million.
Yes.
So is the multiple 2.5? Like, what's the multiple in the space and like what's the profit margin you're looking for?
Well, profit margin is fluctuating right now because we're pouring so much back into the business. We've been investing in German made machinery so that we can co-pack our product quicker, because we have a higher demand than we can meet. You know, we're always behind in orders. The one negative review you'll see about our brand is that, man, I wish it would get here quicker. You know, it's just because we could only make like 5,000 jars a day with our current production. And once we move into our new factory and the machinery that we've been investing in, we'll now be able to make 5 times that a day, at least, you know. So profit margin is healthy. I want to say it's about 20%. And the goal is to not slip below that. But sometimes it can, depending, especially because we use real fruit. We don't use powders. We don't use any substitutes for our fruit. Like right now, this time of year, certain flavors are hard to get. Like fruits are hard to get, like elderberry. There's been a shortage on mangoes sometimes. There's a shortage on strawberries sometimes. And all those things can cause a delay. And when there's shortages, you have to buy it at retail instead of wholesale. And now the profit market margin changed because the cost of goods considerably just jumped. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what's worse, like putting sold out on the website or just taking a slight profit cut for a temporary time until strawberries are back in season? You know, so it fluctuates, but we try to keep it above 20%.
So I saw something on Nick Cannon's show. I don't know if you saw that. He had a doctor on, and he said, there's no health benefits in sea moss. Did you see that clip?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, but it kind of went viral, and he was saying that sea moss is overrated, is not necessary, and pretty much he was just saying, like, it's kind of a myth that sea moss is good for you.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard that. You haven't heard it from him, but just that general census. So what's your thoughts on that, and what in your take can you give us a pitch on why sea moss, what's the actual health benefits of sea moss?
Right. So yes, to answer your question, I have heard people say stuff like that about sea moss, or, you know, it doesn't have minerals, it doesn't have anything. I know that not to be true because we've actually lab tested it with credible labs, PhD scientists that literally gave us reports that we had to show sharks to prove it ourselves. And then two, just a hypothesis. Like I went to school for biomedical engineering, and I worked for NASA, so I have a science background. And sea moss has been around for well over 300 years, from the potato famine that happened in Ireland back, you know, in the 1800s. It was the only thing that kept them alive when there was no food. So to say that it doesn't have nutrients or health benefits, we know that to not be true just because of how long it's been, you know, being consumed by humans, over 300 years. And again, the lab test proves the mineral content in there. We know what minerals do. We know what zinc does for the body. We know what potassium does for our body. So if you can prove that these minerals are in this algae, then you know you're going to get the benefits from each of those minerals that's in said algae. How do you prove that those minerals are in the algae? You test it. And we tested it, and there's well over 64, 65 minerals in this one plant, in this one sea algae. To answer your question about the benefits, you're getting all the benefits from the minerals. So one thing, sea moss has fiber in it. So the fiber treats the gut. The gut is where our immune system lives. You know, you have potassium and zinc and vitamin A, K, D, and all these things in sea moss that our body is going to extract whatever it needs and deposit it in different parts of our body as needed. And then two, just testimonials. Like we've had so many reviews giving us like beautiful stories of how sea moss, what sea moss is doing for them. I have a mom who has a son that has sickle cell, and he's in extreme pain a lot. Sea moss is an anti-inflammatory, and it boosts energy as well. And I've heard from her that, man, yes, sea moss is making such a huge difference in my son's life. He's actually able to have somewhat normal days. I've had couples who were sterile and trying to conceive, literally telling me that, hey, we have a sea moss baby on the way. You know, we were able to get pregnant. We had someone that wasn't so happy about being pregnant. They're like, you know, I'm on contrabands. I have no idea how this stuff still happened. And we're like, yeah, sea moss is a fertility booster for men and women. And they were actually not that happy about it, you know, but it still speaks to how powerful it is. I've had older men, one of my mentors in his 60s has arthritis in his back, which is, you can imagine how painful that is, one of the largest muscles in the body. And almost everything you do uses their back. So he, you know, it was hard for him to walk. He was like, I haven't been able to like clean up my garage and, you know, do the things that I like to do. And I gave him the product, and then 3 days later, he contacts me and says, I was able to clean up my garage for the first time in years, you know? So it's one thing, one, numbers don't lie. You know, you have a scientific breakdown from a lab that tells you exactly what's in the product. You just can't fake that. So that's one. How long it's been in a part of the human diet too. If it was nothing and it wasn't doing any benefits, it would have eradicated itself over time. People would just not talk about it or use it. And then three, when people do take it, the benefits that they feel. I've had people that were COVID positive going through respiratory issues, loss of smell, taste, and everything, tell me that in 48 hours, their symptoms subsided since they started taking the CMOS. And this was people all over different states, different for circles, people that don't know me, you know? So you put all that together and it's like, for someone to say that it has no nutrients and no benefits, I would challenge them to say, okay, get it tested. Because if you get it tested and it comes back that there's no minerals in there, then whistleblow the whole industry, you know? Mm-hmm. But I guarantee you, as soon as you do that, you're going to see the true facts. And, you know, I haven't seen that clip and I don't know who said that, but I've heard other people say it who are kind of like bro scientists, you know?
Let me play the clip for you.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can have a proper response.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, they're not actually scientists. They're not in a lab. They're not working with someone certified, right. And they're just saying stuff.
And
this stuff is verifiable.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We have the technology to verify.
But why he gets the clip to, is there a core demographic? Like, who is the demographic that you're selling the product to? Is it men? Is it women? Is there an age range that you see is the largest client?
Yeah, so by far women. Women just dominate health and beauty. They care a lot more about appearance and youthfulness and, you know, stuff like that.
So I'm gonna play this and then we can play it.
Okay.
In episode two, so the audience can hear it. But
okay.
Herbs and minerals. You know, there's a phenomenon going around right now. CMOS. I was a big believer in CMOS. I've told that it has 98 minerals or something in it that my body needs. And I was like, all right, I'm all for CMOS. How do we feel about CMOS? So I think take a step back. Is there any information that you're mineral deficient in your body? And the answer is no. I mean, a well-rounded diet in America, you have all the vitamins, all the nutrients you need. We don't see mineral deficiency. We don't see vitamin deficiency in our country. So taking more of something isn't necessarily better. I think that's the message. You're also trusting that whoever's giving you the CMOS, what's in that CMOS? Do you think they're actually looking and making sure there's not a lot of mercury in it, not a lot of other heavy metals? No, they're just taking something, put it into a grinding up and giving it to you. So it really worries me what's, you know, it really worries me that more of something isn't necessarily better. If there was some data it worked, I'd be the first to say, Nick, you should be doing this. And they could actually make a claim on the bottle. They can't make any claims because they have no data. And you have no idea what's inside. That to me is worrisome.
Oh, this is great. So I'm really glad you shared that. So there's a couple. We'll
give you a chance to, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
In a court of law, you got to.
Oh, yeah. I can cook on that. Yeah. So there's a couple things there. One, he said, you know, people don't have a mineral deficiency if you have a well-rounded diet and you're getting your nutrients from your food. I would agree that if you're eating foods that have a lot of minerals and vitamins on a daily basis and it's not nutrient dead foods, then you are getting a lot of nutrients that the human body needs. However, we know that's not happening. We're in a nutrient dead society. Most of the foods we eat are processed, DoorDashed, restaurants. And I mean, even our fruits don't have seeds anymore. You know, you have to go to special places to get them. So yeah, in a perfect world, you're eating from the Garden of Eden, you probably don't need CMOS. You're getting everything that your body needs, but we are in a nutrient dead world. And you know, if you're not getting your nutrients every day, like a lot of us aren't, especially on the SAD diet, standard American diet, then that's where supplements come from. There's a reason why people start their day with a male multivitamin or a female multivitamin or, you know, certain regimens every day to keep yourself healthy, because you're getting it more in a compounded a supplement versus having to eat so much greens or juice so much things to get the heavy impact. So he's not incorrect. If you're someone that's like a raw vegan, you're juicing all the time and going to a farmer's market and getting seeded stuff, you're probably getting the nutrients your body needs. And you can tell by the look of that person's skin, their overall health, that their body has the nutrients they have. That's not the case for most Americans. You know, based on how we eat day in and day out, grabbing something, 4-4-4 menus, stuff like that, you take your CMOS, you're getting the nutrients that you would have gotten if you had a whole day of fruits and vegetables and high nutrient dense foods. So that's one. Second thing he mentioned was, and it's very true, who are you getting the CMOS from? Some people don't do the mineral testing that we did and the heavy metal testing that we did. They're kind of like Kevin said on my Shark Tank episode, you know, when you, for him to find sea moss is almost like a drug deal. It's like he has to get it out of someone's kitchen or someone's whipping it up somewhere, you know. And in my case, we started making it in my mom's kitchen, you know. So it's like, where are you getting it from commercially? Is it tested? Is it cleaned properly? Is the water is coming from full of mercury or heavy metals? We test for that, so we know that's not our problem. So he made a good point there. And then another thing he said was about data. So there's not a lot of studies on sea moss. And the reason why there's not a lot of studies on sea moss is each study is about $100,000. If you want to prove that sea moss is, for example, I won't put on my bottle, this is a fertility booster, because I would need a study to prove that it's a fertility booster. What I can prove is that sea moss has zinc in it, and zinc has a lot of studies already that's already proven and paid for that I don't have to pay for. So let's just talk about what zinc does. Zinc increases our libido as men, our testosterone, our sperm count, our sperm mobility, thus increasing our fertility. For women, it's a hormone balancer because of the minerals that's in it as well. So no, I won't make a claim, and people won't make a claim saying sea moss does this, but I will say sea moss has this in it, and based on what's in it, these are what these minerals do. So what he's saying isn't wrong, but it's also skewed. It's a perfect world. If you're eating a perfect diet, you don't need this supplement. There's no studies on sea moss, but there's studies on every mineral that sea moss contains. Where are you getting it from? Are you just grinding it up and throwing it in a bottle? Yes. Whoever you're buying sea moss from, ask them to show you the photo certificate. Their mineral, like, even with my mineral breakdown, it has my company name on it. So you couldn't even, like, take it from somewhere else and say, oh, our sea moss has these minerals, because there's a seal on there, and it has the company that paid for it and the origin of where that sea moss came from. I could show my customers these things. So he's right. Wherever you're buying it, you know, ask those questions. But other than that, I mean, he's not necessarily saying it doesn't work. He's saying that there's not studies on it, on the actual sea moss as a finished product, and that if you're getting all your nutrients from a standard diet and a good diet, then your body probably gets what it needs. Yeah. I mean, so that's how I feel about that.
So you were saying prior that women are your biggest customer?
Yes, yes. Women are my biggest customers. I want to say they make up about 65% of our customers. Maybe it fluctuates 65, 68. Most of the guys that's on sea moss, they're either from the Caribbean and they already know. And once guys start taking sea moss and they feel how brolic they are and they their performance enhances and everything, they kind of don't want to stop taking it. Yeah, because, I mean, because of the testosterone boost.
Yeah. So you mentioned, you know, performance a few different times.
Yes.
For men, is this the major benefit of that?
It's one of the major benefits. You know, it's not like what we used to sell it.
It's not Viagra.
It's not the driver, no. Sea moss is good for so many things. You know, it's anti-inflammatory. So people with respiratory issues like asthma or chronic pain, arthritis, you're going to feel a lot of those symptoms subside. Sea moss is also a mucus breaker. So, you know, the foundation of diseases is mucus. So if you're eliminating bad mucus, there's good mucus too, but you're getting rid of bad mucus, you lower your chances of getting a lot of diseases or getting rid of a lot of diseases. So zinc is just like another, like, icing on the cake.
So it's the added benefit of the performance.
Absolutely.
And the honey, it's like a honey pack, kind
of. Yeah, kind of. Well, you know, those honey packs, they use a chemically made ingredient that's like in Viagra and stuff like that, which pretty much, you know, if you have erectile dysfunction, it's telling you a bigger story. It's usually something with your heart, and it's really blood flow restriction.
Blood flow from your arteries.
Yeah, blood flow restriction. So your arteries could be clogged, or you're eating foods that's causing restriction. So taking that pill isn't fixing the problem. It's just masking it. Mm-hmm. So, like, we're actually cooking up our own version, but it's not going to be anything synthetic. Of course, it's going to have sea moss, but then some of you might...
A version of the honey pack?
Yeah, our own version, but all natural, all healthy. So, like, for example, a sea moss obviously has a very rich in zinc and a lot of things to help with anti-inflammation, open up blood flow. But then there's things like black maca root, tongkat ali, ashwagandha, horny goat weed.
The horny goat weed, that was a big one.
That's the gas station.
So, all right. The horny goat weed, I don't know if that's gas station. I think it's like GNC. But your hat is synonymous with Pornhub.
Yeah.
Is that done intentionally?
No, well, it was like a gag gift, you know? Because, obviously it's an attention grabber. If you've ever seen the Pornhub logo, it stands out right away. Yeah. So it grabs everyone's attention, and they look and they say, oh, what's CMOS? And then he starts the conversation, you know?
So it's not tied to...
No, it's not tied to Pornhub at all.
No. So, but just the thought of... If you know, you know.
Like,
if you know, you know.
Like a male from the Caribbean will see this and chuckle.
Yeah.
You know?
Funny Americans are going to recognize the logo.
Exactly. So it's an eye capture. It's a conversation starter. And, you know, it looks nice, too. So
the product you're thinking of, is it in gummy form or is it... Can you even speak on it? Is it a gel? Like what?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have gels. We have these gels in 10 flavors. So we have.
I'm saying for the new one that you think that's going to come out for.
Oh no! I literally want to make packets.
Packets.
I want packets that you can throw in your gym bag, throw in your duffel when you travel. You know, and the beautiful thing is, in what I'm formulating, is it's not going to mask a problem. It's going to treat the problem because you have restrictions somewhere, and these herbs open up your blood vessels and increase blood flow, you know, and they have so many other health benefits, you know, it's not just about like that one thing,
sure.
You know, they have a plethora of, I mean, people are using ashwagandha for mental clarity, you know, so imagine you're treating and fixing so many things, even though you're focused on, you may be focused on one thing, or you might get black maca because you want to work out harder in the gym, you know, it's a big boost in the gym too. And, or you might just be getting it because you have ED, you know, but it's going to treat so many other things. And actually a lot of these things like black maca is what they call an adaptogen. So your body gets accustomed to it over time. It builds up in your body like creatine. You even have to cycle on and off sometimes if you want to feel the effects always. So my goal is to create a version of that. Okay, that's what you want. You want to fix erectile dysfunction. Let's actually fix it. And you know, ironically, the more you use the product, the least you'll probably need it, you know? So I might be, that part of it might be bad for business, but I feel like, why would you stop taking it if it's working? Especially if your diet's not perfect, you know, you're eating pizza or wings or whatever, and things that's going to reclog your arteries, taking that daily is just fighting against your bad diet, your bad choices, you know?
How should you take these CMOS? Because you have a lot of different things.
Yes.
Is it... You spoon feed yourself it, or you put it inside of a smoothie?
Yeah.
How many times a day? What's the whole regimen?
Okay, so there's a few ways. So our sea moss is super delicious. We blend it with organic fruit, so they taste very tropical, and it's like a baby food consistency, like an applesauce. So you can literally just take 2 spoons straight out of the jar, and just go about your day. That's how I eat it. You can also put it in smoothies. Like if you're a smoothie person, put 2 tablespoons in your smoothie. And then walk out the door. You can also dilute this into tea. And it's great as a face mask, a beard mask. It helps to grow a fuller beard. Yeah, it's really good for your skin. Literally, I would just put it on my face for 15 minutes, let it dry, let the nutrients go in, and rinse it off, and you have this nice glow, this nice youthful glow. Also, you can mix some of this in water, put it in a spray bottle, shake it up with some water, and spray your plants. It's really good for growing your plants. It's great for pets. I have a Frenchie that I got, my little sister. And when the operation was in the house, sometimes some of the raw seaweed would fall on the floor. And before we have a chance to clean it up, you know, a puppy would run to it, grab it, and run to it with his little food bin. And we'll notice that after he started eating the sea moss, he would start doing what pet owners call zippies. And that's when a dog is just like all around the house, you You know, so it's like, whoa, this thing is really good for pets too. That's another area that we're exploring as well, you know. And so it's pretty, from what I've seen, it's good for every living organism. It's even good in the ocean because it alkalizes the ocean, and a lot of amphibians and other creatures in the sea will use sea moss as like a hiding place or refuge or food or a place to lay their eggs and stuff like that, you know. So I mean, I just like to say sea moss is just good for the planet, you know.
Really?
Yeah. So yes, to answer your question, 2 tablespoons a day. Me personally, I take it as needed. Mm-hmm. So and I always tell people, you know, take it as needed, but always consult with your doctor to make sure you're not getting too much of a good thing. So, for example, there's some people that are on iodine supplements for their thyroids. Sea moss is extremely rich in iodine. So imagine you're taking sea moss daily and then you're taking the prescribed medicine from your doctor. Now you're getting too much of a good thing. So we've had customers that literally weaned off of their iodine supplements or had their doctor reduce the amount of the supplement so that they can indulge in sea moss. So depending on who you are, also depends on how much you should take. So you should always consult with your doctor if you're taking other medicines and other vitamins and other supplements. Me personally, if I feel like I'm getting a cold or anything, I'm eating the whole jar, you know. I'm nipping it in the bud, and by the next day that stuff is gone, you know. If I know I'm working out heavy that week or I'm doing 2 days in the gym, I'm taking a few tablespoons before the gym as a pre-workout, and I'm definitely eating it after the gym and before bed because it aids in recovery, you know. So but I don't take medication and I don't take other supplements, so I know like this is the only supplement I'm taking. So for me and my relationship with my doctor, I can overindulge, but everybody can't. So, you know, we tell people 2 tablespoons a day, you know, as a minimum. And if you want to take more, just make sure that that's okay for you. Yeah.
There you have it. Well, okay. Yeah. Before we leave, what's the plan as far as scaling this business, like marketing, and you want to work with other influencers? Like,
yes.
What's the plan to actually, you know, continue to keep growing?
Well, the next plan, so we're moving in our 20,000 square foot facility in 2 weeks.
Where's it at?
It's going to be in South Florida, Magonia Park. You guys ever in Florida, it'll be great for you guys to come and tour it. You know, it's going to be really big and really nice. So now that we're in that bigger space, we're going to be able to produce a lot more product and meet our true demand. So right now, we have more people that want it than we can supply. So the next goal is to meet our true demand by being able to, GNC wanted to put us in 11 of their stores. Now we'll be able to do it. Now we can go after Whole Foods and Target and try to get our products on those shelves. Colombia, I met with the dignitaries in Colombia. They literally said, if you bring this to Colombia, we'll give you citizenship. You'll create so many jobs, and we want this in Colombia. So now I can create another operation in another country. The Bahamas obviously wants it because I'm Bahamian. They're actually mad at me. They're like, how are you all over TV, Bob, being from the Bahamas, and we don't even have your product, you know? So I met with the prime minister of my country, and he's offered me what's called Crown Land, because I told him I want to start growing and cultivating our sea moss in the Bahamas as well. But I mean, sea moss grows naturally, you know. However, sustainably, you want to not rob the ocean of all of its sea moss, because it's helping to keep the ocean clean and other animals use it as well. So like my grandmother, for example, if she went over to someone's house and they had a rose bush that she liked, she would clip a part of that plant, take it home, and she would replant it and then grow her own version of that plant. So same thing, you know, you go to the bottom of the ocean, you get some sea moss, and then we put it in an area that's more harvest friendly, and let nature do what it does. You're just planting it back in the ocean and letting it grow and multiply. So what the prime minister offered was free beach land, so we can do that. You know, a part of the island where there's no tourists and there's not a lot of traffic. And it's like, now we can create jobs in the Bahamas for fishermen and harvesters. And now when you buy your sea moss, whether it's at wholesale for your business or you're buying it for personal, it could say, you know, grown in the Bahamas, instead of it always coming from Jamaica or St. Lucia or Ireland or anything like that. So that's another big plan, is to create our own CMOS, you know, harvesting system. And the reason that's important is I believe that as this niche grows, some of the big companies will start to come in, like the Quakers and the Johnson & Johnsons of the world. And it could create an environment where CMOS becomes scarce because they're buying it at such a large scale. And then the fear is, you know, my price is going up or me not being able to find raw material anymore. So it's like, I won't have that problem if we have our own harvesting system. So that was something I spoke with the Prime Minister. And then also the United Kingdom and Canada has been asking for our products. So, you know, it's a perishable. So it's like, we can't send it from here to Canada unless it's super temperature controlled. And, you know, we would need from the point of pickup to be a temperature controlled truck. Then the vessel or ship needs to be temperature controlled. Then when it gets there, whoever picks it up, it's just so many opportunities for there to be an issue that we would need to put a factory in that country and just make it there. So the goals now is that as we increase our revenue, to have more dispensable income where we can start setting up different factories in different countries. So I'm in the process right now of raising capital, whether it's with my current investors or new investors, where we can scale at a much quicker pace than we are right now. So that those are some of the plans. And then also future SKUs. You know, we talked about the CMOS packets, you know, skincare line. And then we're also in the process now of formulating things for plants and animals. And, you know, we're just really digging a lot deeper into the uses of CMOS. I even plan on coming out with like our own a hair brand, kind of, you know, for like a balm for the beard or conditioner, because CMOS, if you take the gel, ladies will put it in their hair as a leave-in conditioner and then rinse it out like 20 minutes later. And they'll talk about the shine of it, the thickness of it, the new growth of it all. So it's like, okay, instead of you taking like the food supplement and doing that, what if we manufactured it into an actual shampoo, conditioner, sure, you know, and all these things. So these are some of the goals on the list. And then one thing that I'm excited about. So even though I've lost a lot of weight, I'm not at my goal yet. So this year we're finishing. We're going to drop the rest of the weight, but we're going to film it and document it. And the goal is to show people my transformation. Like the first part of my transformation was off camera. So this time I want to film it with a camera crew and everything and literally show them the recipes I'm making, show them the workouts I'm doing, and create a digital playground where people can come and start transforming their own selves and becoming the best version of themselves. So there's a digital component, an app component, a game component. We're actually in the process of making characters for all of our flavors so we can have our own anime, you know, like CMOS anime for the kids and stuff like that. So there's a lot of things in the works that I can't wait to see actually come out into fruition.
Yeah, you have the Transformation Scholarship as well. So there's a philanthropy part of it as well and giving back.
Yes.
You can briefly talk about what that's about.
Yeah, absolutely. So a Transformation Scholarship is pretty much what we're going to do is sponsor people, paying for their gym membership, their personal training, giving them free CMOS, of course, and getting them a nutritionist and a mental health coach so that they can become the best versions of themselves. So instead of it being like a school scholarship that you'll pay for classes, the scholarship is to transform yourself. So you'll have all the support and the resources that you need to do so. So recently, we started with one person that actually works for my company, and he was over 600 pounds, and we decided that we were going to sponsor his journey, and he's already down 100 pounds. Right. You know, so he was our first, and I said, hey, why should we pick a random person when we have people that works for the company that needs it too? And so I told him, I said, hey, this isn't for PR. This isn't to even talk about unless you want to. And I think he's getting to the point where he wants to start talking about his transformation. So that one's kind of off the radar, but it's near and dear to me because, you know, he does really good work for our company and we just love that guy and want to see him succeed. But the way it would look once we open it to the public is that we will capture their journey and just how I'm capturing my transformation with the documentary that we're finishing this year, we'll do the same for the people we select. Where, because somebody might see my story and get really motivated, but they might see the single mom that's going to night school and juggling being a mom, you know, an employee and a student, and see that she was still able to transform, and that motivates someone else because they're in the same situation. So the goal is to really like put a lot of people in a basket where there's representation for everyone, and you're like, oh, I can do this. I'm ready to get started. You know,
there you have
beautiful,
it.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, you heard that? New growth.
There you have it.
Yeah, yeah.
Much continued success.
Yes, yes.
On your journey, and definitely will be following. And are you going to be documenting your weight loss? Like you said, you got how much more weight are you trying to lose?
About 80 pounds.
You're going to be documenting that?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I'm working on that
weekly progress update.
Yeah, so we're going to be filming it, actually. I'm going to be working with the union in Atlanta, and we're going to be filming the workouts, the cooking, even mental therapy sessions, talking about heavy topics, you know. I want mental health to not be so taboo. Like, it's much needed, and it needs to be talked about, especially in our community, you know. So I want to document everything and be as transparent as possible and use myself as, like, the pilot, you know, for how we're going to do it with other people.
There you have it. Tell them the website and socials and everything.
All right, perfect. So if you want to get our CMOS, it is at cmostransformation.com. If you're looking for me, I'm on social media, Alexio 2.0. And I'm on all socials. And Transformation Factory on all socials as well.
Thank you, my
Congrats,
brother.
Congrats, my brother.
Appreciate
it. Yes, yes. Thank you for having me. This full circle moment.
Appreciate you.
Yes. Thank you guys for rocking with us. See you next week. Peace.
Peace.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy, but being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care, and BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today to get 10% off your first month.